Commentator Aaron Freeman wanted to be sure that an important part of his family lore was not forgotten, a recipe.
My mother cooks hot water cornbread incorrectly. Oh, sure, she's been cooking it deliciously for 60 years, but that is not the point. Her methodology is imprecise, thus incorrect, and as her thoroughly modern, college-educated son, it is my duty to ameliorate her error. My mother measures cooking ingredients by sight. Getting a recipe from her is like, you take a little cornmeal, some salt. But, my dear, how much cornmeal? Well, it depends on how much you're making. I am a science reporter. I know from empiricism and reproducibility. I eat quaint folk customs for lunch. Furthermore, if southern rural cuisine is to survive, future generations must be able to cook its recipes. Cooks of the future will have no idea what to do with the instruction, put in enough salt to give the bread a little flavor, but not too much. They'll shake their heads and munch Astro biscuits. Despite my unassailable logic, my mother would not write down her recipe for hot water cornbread. But through a process of systematic experimentation, I figured it out myself. 1 cup of cornmeal, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 3/4 cup of boiling hot water. Mix, press into patties, then fry. Voila! I had single-handedly dragged hot water cornbread into the 21st century. I printed a copy of the recipe at the highest quality resolution, laminated it, and gave it to my mother, signed. I emailed copies to my cousins. I owned hot water cornbread. Every piece I fried up was perfect, just like my mother's. When delighted guests requested the recipe, I offhandedly replied, I'll email it to you. Then one day I'm making dinner. Mustard greens in soy sauce, honey, and sherry. A perfect match for hot water cornbread. The measuring cup, however, was unusable because my daughter had microwaved an egg in it for 2 hours. So I poured some cornmeal into a saucepan, shook it to level, and thought, this is about a cup. I have no excuse for not measuring the salt and baking powder. I just didn't. The cornbread was fine, as always. Next meal, of course, I returned to real cup-spoon measurement. But about a week later, the measuring cup was dirty when I was ready to cook. Nothing encrusted, but cleaning it was a bit too much trouble, so I measured by sight. As long as I know the depth of the cornbread in the saucepan, I can usually estimate the right salt. And then the amount of baking powder becomes obvious, and then you put in enough hot water to make the batter, you know, the right consistency, like the way it should be. I still have the recipe somewhere on my hard drive, I think.
Aaron Freeman, journalist and comedian, lives in Chicago.